on this trip just for me. Ride, take a free ride, take my place, have my seat, it's for free.
WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Stand as One from the last Wishbone Ash album. It's called Coat of Arms. What'd you think about that? Great track. Andy Powell and Wishbone Ash sold out Club Cafe. We're here probably about 2 months ago. I was at that show and it was terrific. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. This is Courts in Session, heard here every Thursday night from 8 to 10:30. And repeat on Mondays, our encore presentation from noon to 2:30. You can hear this here on WRCT 88.3 FM, WWRO, Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, Time Travel Radio, and Monday evenings at 9 on stnradio.com. So before the Wishbone Ash, you heard live John Lodge. John Lodge, bass player and singer from the Moody Blues, covering the classic Moody's tune, Ride My Seesaw. Steve Hackett, he's going to be here this Saturday at the Palace Theater. Steve Hackett, of course, guitar legend from Genesis. His new album's called Surrender of Silence, and that was Fox's Tango. Great playing from Steve Hackett. That Surrender of Silence album is really, really heavy stuff for Steve Hackett. If you're a Steve Hackett fan and you haven't heard that album, you're in for a treat, but you're going to have to turn it up because it's that good. And before that, we start off with brand new music from Robin Trower, WRCT debut. The single was called Razor's Edge. So we grew up on Journey, one of the greatest rock and roll bands out there. Steve Perry has not been a part of Journey for decades. And they've been doing albums every so often. Well, they've got a new one coming out, and we played a single from it a few weeks ago and caught a little steam. This one might be a big comeback for the band, at least with their new music on the radio. And certainly EJL is going to do his part right here in WRCT. The new Journey album is called Freedom. It comes out July 8th. And this is the new single. Give it a listen. It's called You Got the Best of Me.
Couldn't seem to find someone Everybody's working all the weekend. Four quarters is a dollar spent. Blend in like a chameleon. Down by the river that never ends. A fool right with the dreams of the king. He sold his guitar for a bag of weed. In the eyes, in the cold, in the heat. There ain't nothing in it. Don't try to stay for free. I'm just a Rust Belt ne'er-do-well. I find trouble all by myself. A little sweet, but I'm salty as hell. I'm just a Rust Belt ne'er-do-well. A sewer rat with a dream to be king. He sold his gifts off all.
Moonshine, Jim Dandy, Mangrum of Black Oak, Arkansas. Boy, I never get tired of that background music. Some of you may, but I don't. And hey, it's my show, right? Hey, talking about my show, I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and I want to thank you for tuning in and want to thank you for all the phone calls tonight, trying to keep up with the requests. Such a pleasure to break from the courtroom, to break from the office, and be behind this microphone next to these turntables. Just an absolute ball, and that is all because of you, so thank you so much for tuning in. So you just heard new music from Pittsburgh's Borstal Boys, talking about Rocky Lamondi and company. Their latest album, Crumbs, is dynamite. If you love Pittsburgh rock and roll, well, you may want to check out that album, The Borstal Boys. That song was Rust Belt. Before that, Chuck in West Mifflin, he wanted some UFO with Michael Schenker going back to 1975 from the Force It album. That was Dance Your Life Away. Mike and McGee, working, listening to the radio, wanted to hear some Jethro Tull, going back to 1984 with Under Wraps from a radio promo 12-inch single. One of the great things about playing records here on the radio is all of the cool releases that never make it to the general public, and that was one of them. And we started off with new music from Journey. That's right. Journey's got a new album coming out in July, and their new single is called You Got the Best of Me. Give me a call here at the station, 412-268-9728. Tell me what you think of that song. Got a call from Keith and Jay, and they both said thumbs up on the new Journey. So this hour of Courts in Session is brought to you by RemasterMedia.com, who joins you in supporting WRCT. Are you a musician, podcaster, YouTuber, or TikToker? Well, RemasterMedia.com can make your audio sound amazing and professional. You can join thousands that have added greater depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to their audios and videos by using RemasterMedia.com. And there are even noise reduction features to take away nasty buzz or hiss from remote or phone recordings. So before you share your next audio or video, you can visit RemasterMedia.com and make it sound amazing. RemasterMedia.com, our sponsor for this hour of Courts in Session. So I got a request from John in the Penn Hills, and he said, "Eric, I'm having a tough day. I need some Black Sabbath." So you know what, John? If you're having a tough day, we're going to fix that. And we're going to dig deep, going back to 1983 off a 7-inch 45. You know, back in 1983, you could have turned on rock and roll radio and heard this tune with Black Sabbath with Ian Gillan of Deep Purple singing with Black Sabbath. He was only with them for one album, and it didn't last long, but it was good stuff. And this is heavy. Give this song a listen. You might remember it. It's called Trashed.
Stop! Your life. inside. Someone out there keeps your dreams alive. The candle keeps burning from both ends, and the road calls your name once again.
Just 19 years old, you stared out and whispered in my ear.
That's what we call a hard break. A little heavy on that fader. You just heard the latest from Rod Stewart, Rod the Mod. He's going on tour this spring and summer, and I will be out to see him. I haven't seen him live in a number of years. Latest album is called The Tears of Hercules. Gabriella was that track. Before that, couple of requests for the latest from the Scorpions. You know, a couple weeks ago, I had a caller who was just over the moon bragging about WRCT and Courts in Session. He was listening to one of those other rock and roll stations, and he said that they had just started playing the new Scorpions and were making a big deal of it. And the caller said, "Eric, you've been playing the new Scorpions for 2 months. They're behind the curve." Well, we might have to change Courts in Session. We might have to change the name of the show to Beyond the Curve when it comes to new music from classic artists. Thanks for that great call. New Scorpions is terrific. Going out to Mike and Sue in Highland Park. Before that, latest from Al Harlow, and this song only played it a couple weeks and it's already picking up requests. The song is called If It Wasn't For You, and the new Al Harlow solo album now, I've said this before, it might be my favorite album of 2022. I absolutely love it. Open it up with Black Sabbath with Ian Gillan from Deep Purple on vocals. Going back to 1983, going out to John and Penn Hills. So if you were listening last week, I had announced that our sister station, 103.3 FM, the Carrie's Courts in Session, I had an interview I had done with Ted Nugent. Well, normally at the end of the show every Thursday, I announce how you can hear the show all over again in half an hour coming at you out of the West Coast. Well, the station notified me that they got such a big response from the Ted Nugent interview that this week they are not playing a repeat of tonight's Courts in Session. They're actually replaying last week's show. So if you love Ted Nugent, you can hear the interview we did. Ted's got a brand new album, Detroit Muscle. It comes out tomorrow. I will be at the Attic Record Store to pick up my copy on vinyl. Let's play a track from the new album. The song's called Come and Take It.
Come and take it. out late, I bought round after round. Just for you, I played the fool. Yes, I was quite the clown. Words were spoken, hearts were broken, but now I hope you see it was the whiskey talking, not me. I didn't mean to make a scene, it's really not my style. I raised some cane and called some names, I guess I got myself a little wild. If I brag too loud and act too proud, don't blame old Jerry Lee. It was the whiskey talking, not me. I had myself a little splash. I said, you no good piece of trash. Shot my mouth off through the night. But Lord, my bark's bigger than my bite. If lies were told, if I was bold, don't take it personally. It was the whiskey talking, not me. Listen. Picked a fight and I got floored. I had a shot, got plumb insane. I gave everybody's name in vain. But all that stuff is just a bluff. I wouldn't hurt a flea. It was the whiskey talking, not me. Here we go, baby. Hang on to my shirt there. Could I say it's a gal like you, you're more than I deserve. Don't you get upset and please accept old killer's apology. It was the whiskey talking, not me. Met up with some more moonshine. My mouth was working overtime, just letting off a little steam. I ain't the killer that I seem. Sometimes I'm strange, I might change. You got my guarantee. It was the whiskey talking, not me. It's that old whiskey talking, not me. Give me a drink, baby.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, Provide your information and it gives you answers. Also, check our Help and Resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Kim Simmons of Savoy Brown, and you're listening to some real good music from a good friend of mine. He calls himself the Rockin' Attorney. You know him, Eric Jackson Larry. He's here on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
That sounds a little better. Helps if I play the record at the right speed, right? Come on, EJL. We're not a rookie. I do better than that. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and you're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM, WWRO, Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, Time Travel Radio, and STNRadio.com. This is Courts in Session, rock and roll, country, and soul, and we've got another half an hour to play tracks for you. If you want to get a request, we got a little bit of room, 412-268-9728, 412-268-9728. That's the number you can reach me here in the studio. Want to get your music on the radio. So that set of music you just heard, Welsh guitar legend, my good buddy, Kim Simmons. He has been off the road for a little while, been dealing with some health issues, and I just was checking his website because I check every so often, and the good news is Savoy Brown is going back out on the road. I'm going to be reaching out to him, finding out if we're going to get a Pittsburgh show. Hopefully we will. I've said this before on the radio, and I mean it. Savoy Brown is one of the best live bands on the planet. Let me say that again. One of the best live bands on the planet. If you love rock and roll and blues with a English bent and you've never seen Savoy Brown, well, you heard it from me. It's a terrific show. That set started off with Ted Nugent. I announced earlier that WWRO later this evening is replaying last week's show with my interview with Ted. Ted talked about how that song, Come and Take It, was about how the Americans in Texas stole Santa Ana's cannon when he crossed the border hoping to take a bunch of Americans hostage and make them slaves. And they stole his primary cannon, and they taunted him and said, come and take it. New Ted Nugent coming out tomorrow. The Killer, Jerry Lee Lewis, going back to 1990 with It Was the Whiskey Talking, Not Me. I might have to use that defense one day in court.